USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans have more time to get the real ID necessary to board flights or enter federal facilities. The Department of Homeland Security announced the Real ID deadline will be pushed back from May 3rd of next year to May 7th, 2025. DHS saying the extension is necessary to address the lingering impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The initial implementation date for Real IDs was October 1st of last year. Oil-producing nations are making an announcement regarding production. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
OPEC Plus said Sunday it will lock in current oil production levels. That suggests the world's leading oil producers are uncertain about the direction of crude prices. It locks in a 2 million barrel a day production cut that was decided in October. The cap is set to go into effect today.
Over 1.8 million Georgians have voted so far in the Senate runoff race between GOP challenger Herschel Walker and incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. In Atlanta on Monday, Senator Warnock speaks about his working class background.
A lot of people give lip service to the dignity of work, but you can't say that you believe in the dignity of work and not support the dignity of workers.
The suspect in the mass shooting at a Colorado Springs club is set to make his first appearance in court Tuesday. The suspect is currently facing 10 charges, including 5 counts of first-degree murder. Prosecutors are expected to file formal charges before the hearing. And in Monday Night Football, the 5-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers are set to play host to the 4-8 New Orleans Saints. Kickoff for that game on ESPN set for just after 8:15 p.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments on Monday.
Oral arguments on whether businesses can refuse to provide services for same-sex weddings will be heard by the Supreme Court today. A designer in Colorado wants to decline creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because those marriages are in conflict with her religious beliefs. However, state officials say the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act goes for all businesses. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is making every attempt to keep his job. Krasner is suing to stop an effort by state lawmakers to remove him from office. The Democratic DA has been under fire since crime in the city has skyrocketed. As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, just how much infighting is taking place in the country?
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines says there's been increasing dissent among the Russian elite.
You've seen some of the sort of more significant figures in Russia provide more critical views of the war and what's happening in Putin than you have in the past, but nothing that amounts to likely regime change, but it could shape some of his decision-making.
Haines spoke at the annual Reagan National Defense Forum in California. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.